If I were to ask you, where is your suffering? I want to see your suffering. The only way you could show me your suffering is if you told me a story. If you told me a story about how sad it was for you. And even if it was a true story, if you told it from the sad perspective, you'd feel sad. If you told it from the perspective of happy ending, you'd feel happy. So if I ask you to show me your suffering, you have to tell me your sad story. So basically, suffering exists in a story. There's no other way. There's no other place for it to be. It's not inside my head. It's not inside my body. Suffering exists as a story that I believe is true. And I take it out and I tell people. And I take it out and I show people my wound in the hopes that they'll feel sorry for me or give me love or attention or affection. Trust me, I've got my share of sad stories, but I've worked most of them, well, all of them that I know of, I've worked into happy ending stories. But there is one more version of this storytelling routine that might be very interesting to you. It's called bird's eye view. Now, the bird's eye view of a story is pure logic. It's pure Mr. Spock, you know? It's what two birds sitting on a branch would see. Now, this is also a tricky story to tell. Bird's eye view. You have to use your imagination here. Let's say you just had a terrible phone call. You had an argument with someone on the phone over a business deal, and you were really upset about it, and you're just fretting about, and you know, you're thinking, gosh, they stabbed me in the back. They really attacked me. They ripped me apart. You'll be using these violent words, you know, even though what really happened was I picked up a piece of plastic and held it to my face. Sounds came out of a hole in my face. I put the piece of plastic down. Because that's what two birds sitting on a branch would see. Okay, that's purely what happened. All right, I always used to like Sergeant Friday of Dragnet. Long time ago, you know, the lady would be telling him the story about the burglar or whatever, you know, and he would say, just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts, please. And that's how you got to be to tell bird's eye view. Just the facts. There was a ringing sound. He picked up a piece of plastic and held it to his head. Sounds came out of a hole in his face. He put the plastic thing down. That's what two birds would see. That's the facts. Now that one will really rock your world. So if you have the courage to do these six versions of the story with one of your favorite grievances, you'll transform yourself and you'll learn a powerful lesson. So here it is in review. The six ways to tell a story. The long, sad story, so get out the violins for that one. A short version of the same sad story, so you learn that you can manipulate stories. The nobody's wrong version, where you just sort of, you know, make everybody okay, give everyone the benefit of the doubt, and just report what happened. The they are right version of the story, which is the ultimate stretch, where you try to see life from their perspective and you try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Okay, this loosens up the story even more. Then you go to the happy ending of the story, which is basically, I learned a valuable lesson in blank. And then if you're really conscientious, you can go to the bird's eye view version of the story and see just the facts without the emotions and without the interpretations. And if you'll do that, you'll realize something very powerful. You are in charge of all the perceptions. You are in charge of the interpretations that you put on your story. It's all up to you to decide what things mean. And you can change what things mean if you want. It's really perception. You can tell the story without any judgments if you want, or you can make a lot of judgments. It's really up to you. You are the one who determines what things mean. And that's a very good thing to know.